Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Time for us to check our morning market analysis. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, going to be joining us as normal. We'll start, first of all, with our livestock agricultural futures in just a moment. Superior Livestock, please announce their next video livestock auction coming Friday, December 5th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 3,200 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 11,875 weaned calves as well. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117 at Superior. We bring the market to you.
Ramp up your yields in corn, wheat, and soybeans with Ramp Soil and Foliar Supplement from Pike's Fertilizer. In field trials in soybeans, Ramp outperformed a leading micronutrient blend by up to 10 bushels per acre. Ramp can be tank mixed and applied with other sprays at almost any stage of plant growth. Chris Pike and his crew can customize a Ramp fertilizer blend for your particular needs. Check them out online at pikesfertilizer.com or at the Tulsa Farm Show in booth 2526. Be sure to ask them about their special discounts. Ramp up your yields with Ramp from Pike's Fertilizer.
Talking today with Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk about, first of all, our cattle futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Mixed bag again yesterday. Live cattle down, feeder cattle continue up.
Yes, Ron, we had another session very similar to what we saw on Monday. Trading was up and down throughout the session. By the end of the day, like Ron said, we was on the mixed side. We saw that our live cattle did close mostly on a negative side, with the feeder cattle recovering to close positive. We even saw some of our live cattle contracts have triple-digit losses yesterday. The odd thing is, once again, there was no real big market-moving news after to go along with it. We did see our choice box beef down $1.12. Selects were down $1.68. Had a movement of 105 lows. The cattle slaughter estimated 111,000 head. Now, we also saw yesterday our January feeders hold very strong throughout the day. Even when the markets were going lower, it might have been anticipating the fact that our cash feeder index came in $3.49 higher. Now, the lean hogs yesterday traded mixed and closed mostly negative. And another interesting thing about the hogs is Hawaii has confirmed their first case of PEDV in several hogs there. On the close, we saw February cattle yesterday $1.80 lower, Jan feeders $1.47 higher, and Feb lean hogs 7 cents higher.
As far as the grain trade is concerned, we'll talk about that here in just a moment. Coming up Saturday, December 6th, high noon, the 33rd annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bull Competition, this year at the Atoka Livestock Auction, Atoka, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 breeding-age bulls, limousine and limb flex bulls, mostly black and polled. All bulls will have EPD performance data. All bulls will be fertility tested and will be trick tested as well. The catalog can be seen at www.AmericanCattleServices.com. You can call Ken Holloway for more information, 580-581-7652. Down day yesterday on these grain futures, pretty well across the board, Tom.
That's right. We finally saw the selling return to our grain complex. The soybeans and Kansas City wheat both experienced double-digit losses. Chicago wheat and the corn also closed on the negative side. Fund selling and profit-taking took over the grain trading yesterday. Now, after the close, we saw Egypt has tendered for wheat. Offers have came from Russia, France, Romania, the Ukraine, and even the U.S. There has also been reported that 600 contracts of Kansas City wheat was delivered against the December contract. That is a large amount, especially for Kansas City. And overnight, in moderate volume, the selling from yesterday has continued for the grains. March KC wheat now 11.5 lower. March corn down 2.5. January beans down 8.5 cents. The March cotton contract is trading 10 points higher. January crude oil 53 cents higher. December dollar index up 18 cents. And December Dow Jones futures down 1 point.
If folks want to talk to you about these markets, how do they get a hold of you, Tom?
Ron, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All righty, Tom, appreciate your comments today. Our morning market analysis with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.